What's one thing that we all have in common? One thing that brings us together? One thing that we can't live without? The answer is food. Now sit back and discover local restaurants, meet interesting people, learn new food facts, and explore delicious recipes. This is the Love KC Food Show.
Good afternoon, Kansas City. This is Drew, Brian, and Emma in the Love KC Food Show. Coming at you, we have an awesome show ahead today. Special guests, we're going to talk about, for me, one of the classic places of my childhood, Yaya's Euro Bistro. But before we get into that, how about that weather? Brian, have you been enjoying the weather here in KC?
It's lovely, but
it's lovely weather.
There we go. We had a little mic problem there, but we're back. Lovely weather today. I ordered an iced tea. I'm denying that it's a little colder than yesterday. I'm in total full denial.
Yes.
But it's been so nice, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And when it's nice like this, you want to sit out on the patio, don't you, Brian?
The patios are always really nice.
You know who has a good patio?
Who?
Yaya's has a good patio.
I love the patio. It looks out over the back of that whole area over there in Corbin Park. It's really nice. It's right there in Corbin Park.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah, Corbin Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So it's right there in Corbin Park, and you go out the back there, and they have a whole patio, and that patio stays open for a long time. And then you have all the lights out there when the lights start. It's beautiful out there.
It's even nicer once the fountain opens up, you know, Memorial Day to Labor Day. It's kind of just like the pools.
It's fantastic.
You know? So you see the big fountain out there. It's really nice. You're not looking over a parking lot is my point.
Yes.
Absolutely not. East side. Nice
yeah.
Shaded area. It's beautiful. We do live music out there every Thursday. This year, from June all the way through September, we'll be having Atlantic Express on Thursday nights.
Atlantic Express. By the way, this is Chris.
Hello, everyone.
From Yaya's Euro Bistro. Chris, what do you do there at Yaya's?
I'm the general manager.
The GM.
Yeah.
Pulling in the big heavyweights here at the Love KC Food Show. And what a wonderful tradition that you've had. And Yaya's, what's the most favorite part of Yaya's? For you?
Oh, it's just the culture, and like you say, it's been around so long. It's got so many people.
How many
who
years?
Care so
I don't
much
even
about
know
it. I
think over 20.
Oh yeah, over 35.
Is it that long?
It is.
Wow.
It is. It's been 7 years since it's moved from its original location over there to Corbin Park.
Right.
Well, yeah. They had their original location. Where was that?
119th.
Yes.
And Row.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And that was the one I remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mirror image of that particular store.
Fantastic.
And it's beautiful. We got a chance to make a few tweaks to make it a little bit better, but like that patio we were talking about. I can do
it. And so for you, Kansas City to me is going, sitting out on the patio, and having an amazing meal. And that to me is Yaya's.
Yeah.
100%.
City of Fountains, right?
Right.
Yeah. Overlooking the fountain, listening
now,
to it.
What you said, but when does that fountain go on?
Memorial Day.
Okay. Counting down the days?
Counting it down, for sure. I love it. Whenever it's fully popping, that's the place to be. But since the pandemic, we've been doing enclosures out on our patio and utilizing that space even whenever the weather doesn't permit. It's pretty cool.
You mean, you're talking when you say enclosures, you're talking about the tell me more. What do you mean by enclosures?
We call them bubbles.
I don't even want to imagine
them. Igloos.
Okay.
For me, it's basically like a clear tent, right, that you can fit a party of up to 10 in there.
Okay.
And have almost a semi-private type dining experience. It's like 30, 40 degrees outside, and you're inside this bubble. It's heated. It's lovely.
Do you have several of those bubbles, you could say?
We just took them down.
But okay.
We have three of those that we do, and we'll be doing them from now on. That was something that came out of the pandemic that I don't think we'll ever get away from because it's been so popular.
Because you can be outside in the middle of winter.
Exactly.
Wow. Now, how cold was it when you were serving that on the patio? How? I mean,
depending on the wind.
Okay,
you know,
that makes sense.
Into the high 20s.
Really?
Yes. We can keep them warm sometimes when it snows. The snow goes all over the ground and actually insulates it a little bit more. And it's super fun. It's like you're dining in a snow globe.
My goodness. I love that.
That's epic.
It's super fun.
I'm just speaking freely.
Yeah.
No mic for Emma.
I don't need a mic.
She's good. She's good. No, she's fine. They can hear her in Toledo.
There's too much food for her to
That's
have
right.
a mic.
Right. She needs to fully be prepared. And we have a spread. Before we get into that, you know, when I'm going around in life and I have a need in my life for a referral for a contractor, gutter, what are the things that are on there for referrals on findandrefer.com?
Retail stores, restaurants. A lot of restaurants.
Yeah.
There's everything from contractors to landscape people to gutter repair to handymen.
And it's
plumbers.
A local referral site.
Yes.
Findandrefer.com.
Yes. Just think of the referral sites, the review sites that are out there now, but this is a referral site. So the only thing they take on the site is companies that have been referred to them. Like you told me about an asphalt company.
Yes.
Because you were in that business.
Yes.
And you said, these are really reputable, good guys.
Right. It's hot. It's black. It's flat.
There you go.
There you go.
And a lot of people only, you know, put like an inch of it down.
Right. Oh, yeah.
If you do that, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
So, because you were in the business and you were in the home
building. The quote
building.
You don't want to hear is, looks good from my house.
Right.
You don't want to hear that quote. Looks good from my house. But so, you want somebody that's going to do it right.
The KC Referral Network, go to findandrefer.com and find a professional, a local professional that has been referred by family or friends that has had a very, very good job done.
Findandrefer.com. Check them out. Now, one of the classic places of business and for a long time has been traditionally the PB&J Restaurant Group. My goodness, how big is PB&J Restaurants? Like, how many concepts are you guys involved in right now?
They definitely have their hands full.
Yeah?
Yes.
And for a long time. What? How many years are we going on here?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea?
Once again, 35-plus years of here in Kansas City with different variety of concepts.
Local family.
Yes, the Coreys.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Corey and his wife. And their son, Patrick, are involved all thoroughly in the business. I see them all the time here. Their home base is Kansas City,
right.
Overland Park specifically, right over here. So they're in my restaurant on the regular, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Coming in, shaking hands, and meeting everybody that they've made relationships with through the 3+ decades that mm-hmm. they've been in the community.
Yeah, and it's more than just a job. I mean, this is what they're doing. This is who they are. They
yes.
put their heart and soul into these. And they have always, from our experience, they've hired so well. I mean, you're on the team. I'm just meeting you, but very impressed. You know, we know Robin over there at
yeah.
Burnt
Inn. Mm-hmm.
They've come on with Smokey. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's so many quality people at PB&J. I'm sure you know even more, right?
Oh, yeah. All of them are great, great people. It's a great company to work for and with. So if anybody's looking, please come out. We need all the help we can get.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, how's that going?
I need a GM position. Oh, sorry.
It depends on how this interview goes. There might be one available.
Yeah.
No, I've been in the restaurant business for a long time, and I'm going to tell you, I'm too old for that now. That's a lot of work, isn't it?
You have to love it.
You do have to.
Have
I
to
do.
Love
I did love it
right.
for a
You're
long time.
You're selling a lot more than food there, so it's hospitality.
It's everything.
Yeah, and the culture of what you speak of is what attracted me to PB&J.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever people get in there, they realize that they learn a lot more than just their restaurant job. They take it with them throughout their lives. And it serves them well in any pursuit they're looking for.
Now, if people are unfamiliar with Yaya's. It is, and I don't know who would not be, but...
there are some.
Yes.
There's new people
there's
that come in every day.
There's 2 million people in Kansas City, so I'm sure some people haven't been.
But it's, I would call it an upscale casual dining?
Sure. It's fun.
A Euro bistro.
It's a Euro bistro, yeah. So you can get at lunchtime sandwiches and a burger, you know, and
wonderful pastas.
Pastas, salads, steaks. I brought you the lamb. I brought you some duck. I brought you lobster ravioli.
Is it a live duck? Oh, no.
You know, my parents love to go and get your salmon.
Oh, yeah. I brought that, too. We're going to put it on my new obsession, which is our chopped Mediterranean salad. It's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Okay.
New obsession. I love how you said that.
Oh, for sure. This new salad is just fantastic.
What makes it so obsessional?
It's a salad without lettuce.
What?
Right? So artichoke hearts.
That's my kind of salad, without lettuce.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking right? about.
Cucumbers, tomatoes.
That's why I'm on radio.
Onions, feta.
Salads without lettuce.
Yes. All tossed in lemon vinaigrette. It's just awesome. It's all the goodies without all the work of the lettuce.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Emma can't wait to dig in.
I'm so excited.
We didn't give her a microphone because otherwise the audience would just be hearing her chew.
I don't need one.
That's right.
Isn't that a different show where we listen to people chew?
There probably is a podcast out there of just chewing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's scary. Yeah. It's
my
terribly
doctor
frightening.
Said you've gained a lot of weight, Brian, over
since the show started
over the winter. Yeah. Here, and you've gained a lot of weight. And I said, well, you know,
we started this food show.
That way I don't have to buy new coats.
That's fair.
I just gain a lot of weight, and then I lose it in the summer.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, nothing. That's why you're on radio.
Yeah.
That's why we're on radio.
Yeah, we're good to go. But why wouldn't you eat that? I mean, Kansas City has the best food, I think, in the nation. And we've had so many different things. Talk to me about the gnocchi.
The gnocchi, hand-rolled potato pasta, right, with herbed. It's cooked in a garlic cream sauce with blue cheese, wilted spinach, pulled chicken that we roast in-house, finish it with some spiced walnuts.
Oh, wow.
It's really nice.
It's hard to find really good gnocchi in town.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's
you guys do it really well.
Handmade in-house. It's amazing.
Yeah, wow.
I agree.
And you brought some baba ganoush today?
I did.
That's a house favorite.
It's complimentary. It's with our bread service that we bring out beforehand.
There you go.
Every table gets some.
Good.
Yeah, it's
what are you
super
having
fun.
There, Emma?
Is this on?
Yeah, we can hear you.
That's really good.
It's really good.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, we gave her a mic.
I am here. I was speaking into a fork. Thanks,
there we
Brian.
Go.
I appreciate that. This Mediterranean, not salad, salad.
Yeah, what did you call it?
Oh my gosh.
It's a chopped Mediterranean salad.
Chopped Mediterranean salad.
You just threw a piece of
amazing salmon.
Amazing salmon on this.
Wow.
So now I'm going to try it again. Goodbye.
No, that's pretty, it looks pretty good. It looks really good.
Do you want to taste it now?
I'll tell you what, I've never seen a salad without lettuce.
No, that's literally my first. This is the first you've ever seen? Be honest.
Well, you have pasta salad, and you have potato salad, and you have those.
But they have the pre-word, pasta, salad, potato. You didn't do that.
No, it's just
Mediterranean
chopped salad.
Yeah.
It's good.
We have gotten a few looks from a couple people. We're like,
what?
Where's
the lettuce?
Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't need it.
No.
No. Trust me.
Amazing. I love it. You're so sure.
100%.
Yeah. So, and wood-fired pizzas, always a go-to at Yaya's?
For sure. Flatbread or just a traditional, I think it's a 10-inch pie. Every time people, I serve one of those, people are like, whoa, this is a lot for just me. So you can share those. They're on our happy hour menu too.
Mm-hmm.
You can do them either flatbread or pizza, pair it up with a house bottle of wine. It's a great
value. Is happy hour going on right now?
Yes, 3 to 6.
Okay, so if you're listening in, head on to Yaya's.
Yes, great drink specials, great food specials. Throughout the restaurant, patio, everywhere, it's happy.
I'm taking off.
Yeah, see you, Brian.
See ya.
So I'll talk to you later.
Oh, that's fantastic. What's your favorite?
Right. My very favorite.
We're very favorite. If you're, and I know that doesn't necessarily mean, I don't want to box you in a corner, it doesn't mean that's the only thing you'd order on the menu, but you live there.
I do.
You're there a lot.
Yes.
And so it's hard. This question, we always ask it, but for the audience, this is not an easy question, right, Brian? I mean, you worked in restaurants. You kind of get tired of your food.
Well,
in a way, it
takes a while, but when you create like they can create, then you constantly have new specials and new like the salad,
right?
And new ideas and stuff, and it makes it so interesting to come in. I'll tell you what my favorite is at Yaya's,
and then we're gonna get to his.
It's that beef tenderloin.
Oh yeah,
sandwich.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, the sandwich.
Yes.
Oh yeah, the tenderloin sandwich is really nice. What's great is we do. All of our butchering in-house, so all those tips that come off of the fillets that we serve, that's what you're eating on your sandwich.
It is so well done, because it's hard to find a good steak sandwich.
It is. No, that's true.
And I love a good steak sandwich. And you put the horseradish?
Oh, yeah. Horseradish cream on it.
Oh.
We've got the horseradish creme fraiche right here on top of this carpaccio, which I would put up against anybody's carpaccio in the city.
What is carpaccio for those?
Right. It's eye round, right? It's seared on the outside, then shaved super thin.
It's so sealed really well.
Yeah. Raw, right? Basically.
There we go.
Right. What we do is season it, top it with horseradish creme fraiche, fried capers, truffled arugula, oven-dried tomatoes, and then we serve it sided with the baguette.
Just go ahead and get in here.
That is fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, so before we go on the break, what is your favorite right now at Yaya's?
I am obsessed with this salad that's not a salad. I will not lie there.
Oh, it's a salad. There's just no lettuce.
Yes. If I go for it, you know, one of the classics, just the Campolindo chicken. You really can't beat it with the roasted garlic, the caper berries,
it's olives. It's right here, Brian.
It's got a
it's right here.
A butter pan sauce that we put on there.
Oh, man.
And, yes.
That's gorgeous.
Yukon potatoes underneath it that are fried up crispy. It's just delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really.
Which one is
it.
This?
The
Campolindo chicken.
And you've served that for decades.
Correct.
I mean, it's
longest standing thing on our menu.
Right. I mean, that's 30 years ago, I remember having that chicken.
Correct.
It's fantastic.
Correct.
Yeah. It's a staple. It's wonderful. If you've never had it, at least go to Yaya's and order that dish.
Named for the farms where the chicken came from. Campolindo.
Wow.
Farms.
It's not the name of the actual chicken,
yes,
right?
Yes, no, no.
You don't name the chickens. Just the farm where the chickens are at?
We ran out of names.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you don't want to say, we're serving you Ted.
Some people might.
Oh, yeah.
Some people might.
Maybe.
Now, where did they educate the chickens' children? All right. Well, we're going to be back. This is Drew Bryan with the Love Casey Food Show. Hey, we're back. Get back, Jack. All right, it's Drew. Brian and Emma, the Love Casey Food Show. We're here with Yaya's.
Yaya's.
GM, Chris, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome to have you. This is a considerable menu. You know, one thing I noticed post-COVID is the menus got smaller, but yours didn't.
That's true.
That's a big menu still.
It is, front and back. There's plenty to choose from there with pizzas,
everyone's going to be happy.
Pastas. Yeah. Whole family can come and enjoy.
Yeah. This is amazing. Now, they can sign up for emails, right?
Yeah.
The email club. How do they do that?
Yeah, zerobistro.com. Top right-hand corner, there's the little thing you click, and it's contact us, e-club. Started up. We do great things. $25 gift certificate for your birthdays.
Wow.
Different promos that come out. They also let you know about different live music that's coming or events, you know, Easter, Mother's Day, all those types of things. Speaking of that, we do have an amazing brunch on Sundays that runs from 10 to 2. $24.95, $12.95 for the kiddos, 12 to 5 and 5 and under are free.
But it's huge.
It is. We basically take everything out of our bar.
Okay.
All furniture out, bring in whole new furniture.
Wow.
Chafing dishes.
Every week.
Every week. Every week. Somebody there carving up prime rib for you, making fresh waffles for you.
Wow.
Of course, you got all the breakfast items that you would always have, you know, your eggs, your bacon, your sausage.
When does that start?
10 o'clock.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Sundays.
Until
2 o'clock.
Wow.
On all of the holidays, we do extend that out to 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Just because the demand.
So Easter's coming up.
It is. 17th.
And then what's that look like?
I'm excited for it. We're going to be
really,
really busy.
But are you
please,
doing the Sunday?
We are. Sunday brunch.
Okay.
Sunday brunch. 10 to 3 for Easter, Mother's Day, all those holidays. We do that. We got an omelet station. We got somebody there making your omelet right in front of you, flipping them up, putting a little show into having a little bit of fun with it so that you can pick all your ingredients and watch it be made right there in front of you. Same thing with the waffles and the prime
rib. I love a good waffle.
Isn't that great?
I have to just chime
in here. What makes your waffle better than others?
Yes.
Okay. It's a Liège waffle.
What?
What does that mean?
I've never even heard of Liège.
It's that type of batter, which is amazing. And then they put sugar nibs.
Sugar nibs.
Have you ever had a sugar
nib? I've had
a
chocolate nib.
I don't think I
have. What's
a
sugar nib?
Okay, similar, right? But you put it in the batter, and it's kind of like, you remember sugar cubes?
Oh, yeah.
But not cubes.
Smaller
than that, different shape. But they don't dissolve down in the batter. So whenever you cook those waffles and they come out, you get like little...
So it's like caramelized.
Remember the gum? Like the flavor crystals?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Kind of like that, but in your waffle.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Like just little sugar punches.
Sugar punches.
You don't even have to put syrup on this waffle.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Can I get chocolate chips in it?
We put chocolate chips on it.
On it.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Yeah. That's even better. It
comes free with an insulin pump.
Yes, we do have the all of the little goodies right beside all of that.
Sprinkles,
fresh fruit,
whipped cream.
Yeah. All that.
All the goodness.
All that.
Mm. All right. Mm. Well, I'm sold. I know where I'm going on Easter.
There you go.
Is the Easter Bunny there?
We do hide things throughout the restaurant.
Okay.
The Easter eggs.
Okay.
I mean, it's a family place.
Yeah, it is. It's fun.
That's fun.
We like to have fun with it.
That sounds amazing.
Crab cargo. Talk to me about crab cargo.
All right. It's pretty simple, and that's what's beautiful about it. Alaskan king crab that we saturate in drawn butter. And then topped with Havarti cheese, put it up in the broiler, get that nice and toasty on top.
I'm not giving the mic back to her.
I know.
I love Havarti.
We know you like the food.
As one of my friends would say, you put that on a cracker, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Like, everything on the menu has a story, right? Every line... You've thought...
It's chef-inspired.
Right.
That's
you guys have
great.
Thought about all of this.
Exactly. Exhibition show kitchen. It's where everybody's out in front of you so you can see it from scratch. Chef-inspired right there. That's what's beautiful about these things. They're made in the pan. So if you don't want this or you want this added to it, it's no problem.
And I have to tell you, the servers are trained very well.
Thank you so much. We work really hard at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, you've done it for years.
For years.
It's constant training, right?
Oh, you have to, I mean, to find some of the ones that you have working there, that's tough to do.
It's back to the culture. You get in there and you start figuring out that you can do things that you didn't even know you could do.
And when you're running, since you're the GM, you're running back of the house, you're running front of the house. You're overseeing the chefs. You're seeing the customers. You're touching tables. You're making sure everything's clean. So, I mean, it's a lot of work. It's a whole lot of work.
It's a lot of fun, too, though.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Wait till you're in your 50s.
Yeah. Not too far away. Not too far away.
Well, I think that's important to share, with our audience because we've really forgotten exactly how hard things are to do. We've sort of lost, I think as a culture, we've lost the respect in a lot of ways for what you guys, pour out your blood, sweat, and tears on. It's like, yeah, that was okay. It's like, okay.
Well, and then here's another point. I've been to some restaurants where they just now put a surcharge on your ticket. And that surcharge is just for your servers.
Really?
Yeah.
Because people aren't tipping?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
It's,
You're
mean,
kidding.
It's, no, I'm not kidding.
I haven't seen that yet.
I'm not kidding. So when you go out and you have a nice meal at Yaya's, it's important to take care of it because the servers are well-trained, the staff is well-trained,
right.
the chefs and the menu design and everything. You're going for the atmosphere in that, so it's important. This is how they make their living.
Right.
So it's an important thing to do.
And you think about all that planning and everything, like the can't, where's the chicken on the menu? But what do you charge for that chicken?
Campolindo chicken.
I don't know.
Is $20.
$20. Think of all the work and everything that goes into just one of those menu items. $20.
Now,
that's so cheap.
It is. Well,
it is. It really is.
But I have to ask you now, as the GM, do you do a lot of the ordering?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So is food prices really affected?
Oh, certainly. All the food, all the products, all the plasticware to go where, China, everything across the board certainly.
It's a challenge.
Yes.
It's a challenge, but you've overcome that, and you've kept your prices relatively low.
We really have. We've been trying to absorb most of that and not pass that on to our guest.
And how are you able to do that? Just work harder? I mean, how can you absorb that?
Buying power.
Yes, it has a little bit to do with that. It has to do with just trying to do your very best and limit waste where you're at. Once again, having a chef-inspired kitchen allows us to have people who are creative with food. Not let it go to waste.
Yeah.
Right? So where others continue to just make their menu, right, their menu and whatever's left over goes in the trash, we use that to create something special.
Yeah, why would you do that? You know,
exactly.
Like, yeah.
You know, whether or not it's a great soup or a great special.
Well, like your steak, Brian's favorite steak sandwich.
Exactly.
That came from one dish.
It comes from, the filet, the bits that you can't use for the filet.
For the filet.
Yep.
It's good meat. Obviously, it's your favorite steak sandwich.
My favorite steak sandwich. And the bread is delicious.
Oh, yeah, ciabatta bread.
That's my favorite. Yeah, I used to serve burgers on that, ciabatta bread.
So I think what we're saying is go out and support these local families, local restaurants. Go see Yaya's Euro Bistro, and we're going to be back. Drew, Brian, and Emma with the Love KC Food Show. Hey, we're back. The Love KC Food Show. Emma's got a microphone.
We are back, and watch out. I just stole the mic from Brian.
She stole the mic. We're short a mic.
Yeah, we are.
But that's okay.
Someone's got to eat. So
someone's got to eat. And Emma volunteered. Well, she was voluntold.
I was voluntold.
Yeah. But didn't.
Brian, it's your turn to pig out for this.
Oh.
This time.
Where'd you get that?
That's his. But
Rabbit out of your hat?
That's my brother's favorite.
Oh, okay.
But he's not in.
He's not in. Oh. Well, it's everyone's favorite. That's the baba ganoush.
It's amazing.
It's fantastic. Again, comes with, you just sit down and you get served baba ganoush.
Correct.
Wow.
Part of bread service.
Part of the bread service. Mm-hmm.
Bready or not.
Oh.
I'm going to pass the mic over to you, Brian.
It's going to end with bready or not.
Well, and you just dip that with the bread there.
Yeah.
And it's
the baba ganoush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I just like saying that.
Yeah, I don't have a pun for that one.
Who doesn't like saying baba ganoush?
Do you want to divulge what's in the baba ganoush?
Sure, yeah. Roasted eggplant, garlic, a little bit of lemon, salt, pepper, and Greek yogurt.
Man.
Right?
Wow, I would have never thought putting those together.
Yeah, it's got herb-infused oil on top and some red sitar seasoning.
Now, when you talk about your chef-inspired menu, can the chefs at the Yaya's, there's more than one, can they come up with something?
Yeah, we have.
And then present it?
Yes, we have new specials every day. Every day we go through there and we, lately we've been doing, for Lent, we've had a lot of fish specials.
A lot of fish specials.
And we've been trying to
that
bring in
sense.
Different Hawaiian fish, wearing Hawaiian shirts or, just having fun with it and trying to bring some sunshine in.
One of my other my favorite was the trout, your almondine.
Trout almondine's on the menu. You don't have to wait for it to be a special. That's many, many people's favorite dish that we do.
Yes.
Yes. A cauliflower puree underneath there, vegetables, the trout skin on with the almondine. It's got a brown butter sauce on top. Delicious.
It's got rave reviews for everybody that I've talked to that really love it. But for Lent, which still goes on here for, a couple weeks, give me some other specials for Friday for the people listening.
They rotate depending on what we can
like
get.
What was your last
we've
Friday.
Been doing swordfish.
Oh, man. Right. I love swordfish.
Oh, no. Mahi-mahi.
Mahi-mahi is a dolphin.
Nope. It is not.
It is not dolphin.
We've had this argument before.
It's a dolphin fish.
No.
It's not a dolphin.
Don't even think the word dolphin. Because everyone thinks flipper, and it's not.
No, it's a fish.
Yeah, but when you say dolphin, they're thinking...
SeaWorld.
Yeah, SeaWorld. That's right. And you do it on purpose. But there's a sweet little kid out there that just went, no, listening to our show, and is crying in the back seat.
No, it's not
They're eating flipper.
It's not a mammal. It's a dolphin fish.
It's the details like that
one
most
of the
will
most,
miss.
One of the most... difficult fish to catch, in my opinion.
Is?
Well, I've never tried swordfish, but they're the fastest fish in the ocean.
You mean you've never fought against a swordfish with another sword?
That.
Okay.
And I've never tried to go out deep sea fishing and catch one.
Really?
But it's...
I've caught mahi-mahi before.
It's difficult, isn't it?
It it's fun.
They fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mahi-mahi's amazing.
Have you seen Finding
such
Nemo?
Such a great fish to eat. Because mahi-mahi is a fish.
I think I found Nemo.
That's good. What about Dory?
I don't know what that is.
It's okay.
So, Yaya's, local Kansas City company. In fact, all of your food here, you list that on the menu, but you're supplied by local Kansas City food companies as well.
Definitely. Regional for sure, mostly in the Kansas City area, but like Camp Alendo's in Missouri, Midwest Pasta, St. Louis. We get Shady Brook Ranch is in Kansas, so we have Kansas beef. So we bring that in for all of our
steaks. That's important. We've had a show done all on local beef.
Oh yeah,
and that totally makes a difference.
It definitely
doesn't it?
Does. It's fantastic product across the board, and that is another way where we can get into helping our costs and not bringing that on
because we're all in this together,
right?
They want you to keep selling their
local.
Beef at the restaurant,
they don't
local.
Have to
right.
Take it halfway across the world to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it right here in our backyard.
Exactly.
Helps everybody.
Yeah, and you think, fuel costs to transport all that beef.
Exactly.
It makes so much sense to do it all local.
Mm-hmm. It's a better product, too.
Now, how long do you think that movement's been going on in your industry, would you say?
Oh, definitely a good 10 years.
Yeah. So it's well developed.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
The local was driven at the same time, right, whenever you started hearing about organic.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
About the same thing.
And really the quality of food really has gone up.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. The flavor is much better.
So other than, Lent goes on for that, and then you keep creating different specials. Other than fish specials, depending on the season. And it's up to the chef to do that?
It is. It is.
That free reign like that gets them inspired to create.
Exactly. That's what's great about it. That's why we attract different culinary talent to us, because they have the gift of being able to create. And they enjoy that.
Well, that's the best part about... as a chef, that's the best part about working at a restaurant that gives you that kind of creativity, because it's very, very difficult when you go into a restaurant and you're just told what to cook and you have no creative skills whatsoever in that restaurant. Then it makes it sure what you're doing is important and it's an art form, but the creativity of a chef really brings out the talent of that person. And that's kind of what shows. And then I'm sure you've had some of your chefs over the past, 35 years create something that went on the menu.
Exactly. Yeah, it creates ownership inside. Look at what I did.
Yeah.
and you just see them light up, and they want to tell everybody about it, and it always turns into some of our best-selling things.
Yeah, and then some of the people keep coming in, and they go, I want that again, I want that again, and then it goes on the menu, and then it's one of their best sellers. I mean, that's important, mm-hmm. and a lot of places don't do that. They don't give the chef that kind of leeway to create.
Well, when you're like PB&J, I mean, you hire this kind of talent, you almost have to.
Right.
That's what attracts them.
Yeah.
It helps.
Yeah.
It definitely does.
Which it comes out in the food and the longevity of the restaurant. I mean, it's not an easy thing to be in business this long.
No. They've done a great job of creating an atmosphere where people can grow and thrive and enjoy what they do.
So if you want to get carry out to go, you do all that stuff, right?
We do.
Do you do food delivery? What?
We have all the apps and bells all the and whistles that everybody does. Right. You can also just go straight to our website, yayazerobistro.com.
What helps
order
you?
The link.
Like if somebody's conscious of, I want to do the best thing for Yaz because I want them to stay around.
Yeah, go straight to our website or give us a call.
Okay.
We're happy to...
Because that cuts out all that other stuff.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. All the other stuff is definitely...
Costs you something.
It does. It costs a lot.
That's the little secret people aren't telling, but it's a big ding
yes.
to go through those. I mean, you got to do it because you got to do it, but if you have loyal customers, you would rather them just log on to your website or dial the phone?
You know, straight to us.
Yeah. What's the phone number?
That is the best way. 913-345-1111.
Mm-hmm.
913-345-1111. Eurobistro.
And they answer the phone, they'll take your order.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll bring it out if you want us to. We do curbside, or you can come on in and enjoy a drink while you wait.
Oh, there you go. Who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Now, Drew, I want you to look at the salads, because we're coming up on spring.
Yes, we
are. So turn that over and look at the salads
And
there.
I've got to, you know, get bathing suit ready.
Well, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
You guys are there.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm there if I was...
Better
European.
Brian,
if you were European, you'd be there.
If I was on the beach, they'd keep trying to roll me back in the water. So, you know...
Unless you're European on vacation.
I want you to look at those salads, and I want you to tell me now, because we're coming up...
From the garden. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, from the garden.
I already know my pick.
Okay, you know your pick.
Yep.
I know mine.
Okay.
And I've had it a number of times.
Yeah, I've had this a number of times.
Okay, so tell me yours.
Roasted beet.
Me too.
Oh, yeah?
I love it.
That's my favorite, too.
It's the best in the city.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So
arugula, oranges, goat cheese, toasted almonds, citrus vinegar. I mean, you can't go wrong.
It is one of the best salads ever in town.
And it's a good size.
Yeah, you just don't see it everywhere.
No.
We do have quite a few things that you don't see everywhere, that being one of them, the roasted beet salad, or like this duck polenta.
Now,
or,
what did you bring there? What is that?
Our most famous and long-running salad on our menu.
What is that?
Bill's Chicken Salad.
Bill's
chicken.
Chicken
Salad.
Yep.
So,
artisan greens tossed
crispy
in.
Chicken.
Oh, yeah. It's a coconut chicken.
Oh.
So you got a white balsamic vinaigrette that everything's tossed in, avocado, tomato.
That's like a salad to say I got a salad.
I'm just going to go
But
ahead
really,
and
it's
try
it's
Bill's.
A meal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's an excuse to eat fried chicken for sure. You can get it grilled, but.
Honey, get a salad. Okay.
Yes.
I'll do Bill's chicken salad.
Yeah. Yes.
No, it looks wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
And coconut chicken, you can't beat it. And when... We got spring right here. We're in spring right now. Doesn't seem like it, but we are.
Right.
Are you sure?
So, yes, we are.
We are in spring,
but,
according to the calendar.
Right.
Yep.
But it's delicious.
Well, we're going to be back for some cooking advice and conclusion to this awesome show. Thanks again to Yaya's Euro Bistro. We'll be back. Love, KC Food Show. That's so nice. So mellow.
We've been joined in the studio by
Yaya's Euro Bistro, Chris, the GM here, is just reminding us of why Yaya's has been a staple in Kansas City for over 30 years.
And brought so much food out
to us.
Oh, my
goodness.
And we really appreciate it, Chris.
Unbelievable.
Really,
the generosity.
Done a wonderful thing here. Emma's not going to be able to eat dinner tonight.
No.
So that's
sorry, whoever has plans
her.
For dinner with Emma, she's not going to be hungry tonight.
She's not going to make it. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Now, on top of that, Chris, how do they get hold of Yaya's Euro Bistro if they want to go out to Corbin Park at 135th and Metcalf?
Well, just give us a call. Once again, 913-345-1111. We do take reservations. It's not necessary, but it's recommended that you let us know you're coming. That way we can plan for your arrival. Other than that, you can go online and reserve a table as well through that way. But just come out and see us. Check us out on our website, yayazerobistro.com, our parent group, PB&J. You can do anything. PB&J there will get you there. We have a great catering department as well with all these chefs. We're actually doing one at somebody's home tonight.
Okay.
Like I said, we got people who are very skilled doing all kinds of things. If you can dream it, we'll make it for you.
You can do in-home catering.
Exactly.
Like
we do.
That's pretty amazing, too.
If somebody has a food need, just call.
Yeah, we got it.
You'll figure it out.
Just call us. You can call me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
There you go.
And
I
you
love
guys
that.
Were oppressing me for something. So if somebody hears this and they come out and they say that you heard me.
There you go. Chris.
Chris. From Yaya's, the GM,
yep.
On the radio.
Okay.
Right? I'm not going to say what it is, but I'm going to do something special.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Go right now.
I'm going right after the show.
I will be there.
Yaya's Eurobistro.com. Yaya's Eurobistro.com. That's YAYASEUROBISTRO.com. That wasn't easy.
No.
But we got it done. YayasEuroBistro.com.
Wonderful.
What's that
menu.
Number again?
913-345-1111.
Excellent.
Now, next week on the show,
yes,
we are going to
take me out to the
ballpark.
There we go. Yeah. I knew he'd finish that.
So we're going to be talking about what was your favorite, you guys, everybody. What was your favorite when you went to the when you were a kid?
Whatever I could get
baseball.
In the helmet.
That's what I was about to say.
Whatever it
okay.
was, ice could have been
nachos,
ice cream
whatever.
Or not. Yeah, I yeah. wanted the helmet. Yeah.
So it was nachos or hot dogs
yeah.
or
something terribly unhealthy for me.
Popcorn.
In anything
Cracker
that
Jack.
Was yeah, the frosted malts.
Oh.
Remember
the frosted
those?
And if you let them melt, they were like an inch tall.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on there. A lot of air.
Yeah. A lot of air.
A lot of air in that.
A lot of air. But
they
we're
were selling
be talking
frozen
about,
air.
We're going to be talking about some of the best places
yeah.
to get hot dogs, to get nachos, that kind of stuff next week.
But not actually at the ballpark.
Not at the ballpark.
But
no.
that theme.
Yeah. That
I
theme,
can't wait.
You
it's going to be
can,
a great show.
You can go out anywhere.
Because I love nachos.
It. Yeah.
Going out, eating a nacho, watching the March Madness.
Right.
So much fun. You're not going to want to miss that show, the Love KC Food Show with Drew, Brian, and Emma. Thanks again to Yaya's Euro Bistro. Check them out.